of the person, the inner being. So when believers pray, they're not seeing, saying, "Oh God, give us our daily bread." The daily bread is already given. The birds, the bees, the insects, they have that daily bread. So why should the man who has more capability, more potential, more power to get his daily bread, why should he offer every day thinking, "Oh God, give us this day our daily bread"? Well, I gave it yesterday to you, the day before to you, last year to you, a billion years ago to you, and you're still asking me today to give you your daily bread? So you see, if we don't have understanding of what we're asking, we make fools of ourselves. You see, we ask Allah for those things that mean most to us, and that is for spiritual guidance, for moral understanding, for intellectual understanding, for rational understanding, so that we may become whole and strong within ourselves and a healthy person in the society, so that we can do something about the conditions in the society. Because a man is not praying by himself. A man belongs to a woman, our mother, our father. Is that right? He belongs to a family. He belongs to society. So men don't live alone, can't live alone. When they pray, they shouldn't pray alone. They should pray like the Muslims pray. Oh Allah, inna siratal mustaqim. God guides us, not me, not ihdini. See, the prayers of most people are selfish prayers. Selfish prayers. Oh God, give me this, give me that, give me this. The Muslims say, ihdina, give us guidance.
The idea of community worship, introduced and encouraged through Jumu'ah prayer services every Friday, has brought Muslims in America closer together. A wise Arab scholar recently stated that Jumu'ah prayer services under the guidance of W.D. Muhammad is the largest he has seen in the past 6 years in the Western Hemisphere. The enthusiastic participation in the Jumu'ah prayer service is surely bringing men and women back to the path of proper worship. Never in the history of mankind has understanding of truth been so great. As Master Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, so often stated, "One day you will be taught how to pray, and all praise is due to Allah. That day has come." Work has brought about a true universal brotherhood of Muslims.
W.D. Muhammad Publications Department provides books and tapes to the public upon request. Every fourth Sunday, a national telephone hookup carries the chief's words direct to local mosques. Our Islamic leader lectures often.
Brother Adib Mahdi speaks on the prison program.
The prison by the society at large is the worst of society. Those whose society segregated for wrongs done to society. However, we have in the success of the Honorable W.D. Muhammad's teachings, which have served to correct the minds and lives of those whom society failed, a classic example to the world that if among the worst such success can be realized, certainly this world can be remade.
You would have to take care of business, because the threat is just too real and too dangerous, right? Okay, well, we survived. We survived, and here we are here now. Look what we survived, brother. Here we are here, talking, inside prison walls, to brothers. And I consider you all Muslims. To me, the word Muslim doesn't mean I went to the mosque and became a Muslim, and you didn't go to the mosque, you went to the church and became a Christian. To me, Muslim means what it really means in this book, the Holy Quran. It means one who desires to be right and peaceful. One who doesn't desire to be destructive. One who wants to see the world comfortable and at peace. This is a Muslim. And the Holy Quran says not only individuals are Muslims, says the sun is a Muslim. The earth is a Muslim. All the living things that God has made are Muslim in their nature because they love peace. They seek to be at peace.
Since the chief imam has set up a prison services department, his teachings reach over 300 prisons throughout America. Now he has upwards of 12,000 registered followers, and over 90% of them were not Muslims prior to prison. The recidivism rate among prison inmates on a national level is above 90% returnees. However, among those who accept Islam in prison and come to the mosque upon their release, the recidivism rate is only between 2 to 5%. The World Community of Islam in the West has as its goal in the prisons essentially the same as its goal is in the general society, and that is to remake the mind of fallen humanity into the form intended by Almighty God. To take artificial minds and with the teachings of Islam as given to us by the chief imam, make real human beings.
There's coming a time when the prison doors are going to open. And this is the great mission of the Nation of Islam. It is to open the prison within the individual so that we can be free as human beings within ourselves. And once that happens, brother, you have something working for you that keeps you with a certain amount of freedom no matter where you go or where you are. You have something working within yourself, preserving for you a certain amount of freedom, that amount of freedom that is necessary for a man to live a comfortable, a sane life, I would say. Not a comfortable life, but a sane life. With your help, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but give me 5 years, with your help, I will guarantee you in the name of Almighty God, I guarantee you, in 5 years' time, you won't be having misery in your life, brother, if you join with me in this mission. It's your mission as much as it is mine. God didn't give it to me as an individual. He gave it to me as a representative of a new world mission. And that mission is the Bilalian mission. That mission is the Bilalian mission of people all over the world. You are the ones that are going to lead now. You are to come into the world as the leader. This is something that has to happen. Prophecy said it would happen. Others will join you. Others will help us. We'll accept them into the leadership. But who will get that Joseph's coat of many colors? You. God intended it, that it comes to those who are the furthest down in the mud, the furthest away from the activities of government and institutions. Those who have been kept out of the mainstream of social life, of community life. God, all throughout Bible and Holy Quran, says that he shall take up their cause into his hand, and he shall bring justice for them. Is that right? God said that. Okay, I defy any Christian minister, any rabbi, I defy any imam, I defy anybody, pope, or anybody else to come and argue with me on this point. God says that he's going to give the world leadership to those that the world rejects. Now history shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are the most rejected in human history. This is a fact. Now what leadership can the world expect but a Bilalian leadership? Also, history will show that no other people have been prepared. No other people have been prepared by suffering, by denial, by rejection, by condemnation, by slander, by mockery. No other people have been prepared, brother, to understand what moral leadership is all about more than you and me. We have been prepared in our ancestors. Now this is what I ask you to do. Join me. Come on into this thing that is yours. Join me in the Nation of Islam. We can march to Mecca. We can go to the Kaaba. This mission is a
American Caucasians, but to every corner, every nook, every quarter of the earth. When time comes, when the day presents itself, when the opportunity is there, how many are willing to stand up in the Valiant Mission, that mission, and take this truth wherever it must go?
$450. All right. Thank you very much. We're about 25 minutes behind schedule, but I can't leave here without letting you know that I love each and every one of you for this. I haven't seen a Holy Quran box holder more attractive than this one. And I've seen them from different parts of the world. This is the most attractive one I've seen. So thank you very much for your gifts to me. May Allah bless you. And we all will share these gifts. Also for $450. $450. May Allah bless you. Now, we have a unit we call Blight Arrest Pioneers Patrol Unit, established in Chicago and many other places, big cities. And we have established that because you have made it possible. When I say you, I mean the imams, the ministers, as they were called, imams in the prisons, and the brothers, the hard-working brothers in the prisons. You made it possible for us to establish that unit. So we are going to put this money in that unit. Remain strong, make a commitment, and keep it. Pledge that you're going to be Muslim, you're going to worship the Almighty God, you're going to accept the Holy Quran as your guide, as your book, Prophet Muhammad as the messenger, the universal messenger, and Imam Deputy Muhammad as your leader, as your mujaddid that God has inspired with the knowledge of how to renew the knowledge and how to revive and remake the world, the human world. Stand behind us. You'll be successful. When you finish your time in prison and come out to the other world, which is another prison, come on and see us. We need you. And if you feel you need us, let us right now mentally put our hands in each other's hands and remain brothers forever. And I assure you that I'll never fail you. Because I'm not serving myself, I'm serving truth, Almighty God.
Even though we have an admixture of religions, Baptist, Methodist and Episcopalian, Presbyterian, AME, CME, you name them, here with the Nation of Islam, there is not the level of biracial activity that I'm sure all of us would want it to have seen, but understand one thing, that you made the attempt. You did not close the door. It is not your fault that this audience is as it is. However, this audience is as beautiful as any audience I ever have seen anywhere.
Whenever the colored people, as we are called, Negroes, as we are called, Afro-American, as we are called, Belalian, as I choose to be called, whenever we get together, there's beauty radiating from our faces. God has made us beautiful. It's not because of the blackness of our skin that we are beautiful, but it's because we understand the blackness of the human heart that we are beautiful.